Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
旧约诗篇八十四篇一到四节。
Psalm 84, verse 1-4.
万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱！我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠、我的肉体向永生上帝呼吁。万军之耶和华，我的神、我的上帝啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着薄雏之窝。如此住在你殿中的变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near you, your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you.
好，下面是颂赞时间，我们交给颂赞。
It's following time for worship.
平安。
Peace,
让我们预备我们的心来敬拜我们的神。
Let's use our heart to worship our Lord.
因为我们的神是配得荣耀尊贵我们的敬拜。
Because our Lord is worthy our praise.
他是圣洁的神。
He's a holy God.
敬拜主。敬拜尊贵救主，荣耀 Jesus, be the glory, the glory, and praise. 敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，至高宝座。天国权柄都受基督，受王后领导高举耶稣的生命，来赞美耶稣基督，快荣耀全King。敬拜主，敬拜全能的主 ，Jesus who died, 受割荣，King of all kings。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵救主。荣耀 Jesus, be your soul and the great Jesus. 敬拜主，敬拜全能的主，至高无上，天父全能，一生尊荣。Thou hands out, 领导高举耶稣的圣名，来赞美康苏基督，快荣耀全King。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵之主。他承受爱，受的荣耀，应了我。
当欢呼，应当称颂。
So exalt,
so exalt, 领导高举耶稣的生命，来赞美，康苏基督，快荣耀全King。敬拜主，敬拜尊贵之主，祂承受爱，受的荣耀，万王之王。 Jesus tonight, King the Romite, King of all kings.
Our
God is also a God who can empathize with our weakness.
在憎恨之处播下他的爱。
Where there's hatred, let me bring you hope.
在伤痕之处播下他的宽容。
Where there's injury, your healing power.
在怀疑之处播下他赐给我们的信心。
And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
我们来唱这首。
使我做你和平之子。在憎恨之处播下你的爱，在伤痕之处播下你宽恕，在怀念之处播下心愁。Oh, 主啊，是为在我内之求。少求少安慰，但求安慰人。少比 understood, as to understand. To be loved, as to love with all my soul. 使我做你和平之子。绝望之处播下你盼望，在幽暗之处播下你光明，在忧愁之处播下欢愉。哦，主啊，是为在为你之情。So much to be grateful, so much to be grateful, so much to be grateful, so much to understand, so much to love, so much to trust with my soul. 使我做你和平之子。赦免使我们别忙赦免，在赦罪使我们别有所得，因着死亡使我们进入永生。
我们这一首诗歌，我们请弟兄姐妹站立来唱。
Lastly, let's all stand.
我们是你的百姓。
We are your people.
愿他的名在这里被高举，被荣耀。
May his name be lifted high.
因为我们都是他的百姓，他的子民。
Indeed, we are his people.
我满受于你。都是你的百姓，我们正呼求你宣扬你的生命，在这黑暗的时代，你照我们的光。当我们寻求你面，主啊，献你的爱，求有教会在一丘之恋，愿有知的成长。就有教会在一丘之恋，愿就为后必长，为满足于 你，都是你的百姓。我们正呼求你，宣扬你的圣名。在这黑暗的山峦，你照我们的 light。 As we seek your face, Lord, stir up your mind. 求有教会在一旧 this land， 愿君国度降临，千云交汇在一旧 this land， 愿就为
我们都属乎你，都是你的百姓。
We are your people. One more time.
我们赞美神。
We are your people. 都是你的百姓。We call 张呼救你，宣扬你的圣名。在这黑暗的沙滩，你照我们的 light。当我们尊敬你 Lord， 主啊，显你的 might。就有教会来依旧 this land， 愿主光都降临，就有教会在你救的灵。
我们愿意在我们前面前说，我们愿意来一起建立这个教会。
Build your church. Build your church.
就有教会。来依旧 this land， 来主听的讲堂，标有求儿来依旧 this land， 愿主
是的，我们是你的百姓。
Yes, Lord, we are your people.
我们是你的百姓，要来敬拜你。
And we come here to worship you.
我们是你的百姓，要来听主你自己的声音。
We come here to hear your voice.
我们恳求主的圣灵降临在我们当中，来让我们知道我们是你的百姓。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come among us to let us know we are your people.
因为是你的百姓，让我们生活有光。
We are your people, and our life will have light.
让我们做工得喜。
That we can have an effective ministry.
让我们在试炼当中有恩恤。
That in trial we can sustain ourselves.
让我们时时刻刻向那个软弱来夸胜。
And we can overcome our weakness.
来依靠耶稣基督来过得胜的生活。
Depend on Jesus, we can live a victorious life.
因为这是你对你的百姓的心意。
Because this is what you want for your people.
主啊，把你这样的心放在我们的心中。
Lord, give us this kind of heart, you know.
主啊，让我们的心可以跟你的心一起共鸣。
That our heart can be with like your heart.
在这末后的世代来为主你发光。
That this end days we can be light for
you. 成为你的百姓。
To become your people.
成为无愧的百姓。
Become a people who are blameless.
成为无愧的子民。
Your people that's blameless.
在这个世代当中为主来发光。
That in this world, in this era, to be light for you.
主啊，当我们弟兄姐妹聚集在你的施恩座前的时候，
as brother and sister gather here before your throne，
我们特别为今天在你面前要做的许许多的事情来祷告。
Especially we want to pray for many things for today。
主，我们恳求你的圣灵来带领我们。
We ask your Holy Spirit to lead us。
我们恳求主的圣灵跟每位弟兄姐妹的心同在。
We pray the Holy Spirit will be with every single one
of us。主啊，愿你的圣灵分赐在每个弟兄姐妹的心间。
May your Holy Spirit be with every single person's heart。
你的圣灵来连接我们。
Connect us。
让这个敬拜成为馨香之祭献在你的面前。
That our worship will be a frequent offering before you.
我们特别为今天的会员大会来祷告。
Especially want to pray for today's membership meeting.
我们感谢主在2018年对这个教会的带领。
We thank you for your leading in the year 2018.
2018年真是一年很多的挑战的一年。
It's a year full of challenges.
但是你一直带你们经过。
But you continue to lead us.
你永远是信实的神。
You are the faithful God.
你永远是昔在、今在、永在的神。
You're a God that was in the past, now, and future.
就算我们软弱了。
Even when we're weak.
神你仍然刚强。
God, you are strong.
因为你的刚强也带领我们在你面前可以刚强起来。
Because your strength, we can be strong.
主啊，叫我们在你面前可以抬起头来。
We can lift up our head before you.
主啊，让我们的心敞开向着你。
Help us to open our hearts to you.
所以我们把这个会员大会仰望在你面前。
Lift up our membership meeting today.
每个会员都留下来参加。
All the members can stay.
因为这是我们大家共同的责任。
This is our responsibility.
我们感谢过去在这一年当中，我们的执事们为在你的面前进行了摆上。
We thank you for all the deacons worked very hard this past year.
在过去的一年当中，我们的报告都写出来了。
That we have put up our annual membership meeting and ministry meeting.
除了感恩，还是满满的感恩。
And we really want to give thanks to you.
我们要从我们的心中心底向主说主啊谢谢你
We want to say thank you to you Lord
你是可以信赖的主
You are indeed a God that is faithful
我们谢谢你
We thank you
我们今天在会场当中我们要做紧急的疏散的演习
Today we also will have an evacuation a drill
主啊在这个变化莫测的时代当中不晓得什么时候发生什么事情
It's a very uncertain day we don't know what's going to happen
但是你要我们 有所准备
But you want us to be prepared
成为一个教会在你面前有所准备
be a church that's be prepared.
好叫那个日子临到的时候我们可以、减少到最低的伤害
So if day comes that we can minimize our hurt
所以我们就把这个紧急的疏散的演习交托在你的手中
We lift up our mock evacuation drill in your hands
让我们在这个事情上面看见我们知道这个瞬息万变的世界当中什么事都可能发生
that in this ever changing world everything could happen
但我们心中不担忧
But we're not worried
因为你是掌管天地宇宙万物的主
Because you're the Lord that's in charge of everything
因为一切都在你的掌权当中
Everything is in your control
就让我们有所准备
So help us to prepare
我们今天也在聚会当中特别要为我们2019年的宣教事工的信心任现 来祷告
We also want to pray for 2019 Mission Faith Pledge
主要帮助我们
Please help us Lord
主要让我们的信心更加显多
To increase our faith Lord
主啊，每当我们在这边安安静静的、舒舒服服的敬拜的时候，我们就想到在远方那些宣教师们，他们为主你摆上那种劳苦。
Whenever we worship here very comfortably, we think about our missionary that's doing your work in the difficult situations.
主啊，我们真的对他们做的太少了。
Lord, indeed, we have not done enough for them.
主啊，就求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us, Lord.
求你把我们的心跟他们的心可以紧紧连接在一起。
Connect our hearts with their hearts.
也许我们不能向他们到远方去为主传福音，为主摆上。
Maybe we cannot go far away to spread your gospel message.
但是我们可以用我们的金钱来支持他们。
But we can support them financially.
可以用我们的祷告来纪念他们。
Continue to pray for them.
并且用我们的关心来关心他们。
And to care for them.
那这是主你要我们做的。
Lord, this is what you want us to do.
所以我们就把这个信心的任现的事情仰望在主的带领当中。
Lord, lift up our mission faith pledge in your
hands. 我们在2019年，我们计划有6万块的信心的任现。
Our goal is for 60,000 for 2019.
主啊，就求你让这个目标可以实现。
May you fulfill this goal.
主啊，在过去这一年当中，我们短缺了10,000多块。
Lord, this past year we have a
shortage of 10,000. 我们对不起那些宣教师们。
We feel sorry for our
主啊，求你赦免我们。
Please forgive us, Lord.
主啊。就让我们明年的这些预算可以达成目标。
We pray that next year we will be able to fulfill our pledge.
在你的带领当中。
In your leading.
在你的祝福当中。
In your blessing.
让一切不可能的变成可能。
The impossible become possible.
我们特别为今天下午1点钟的牧职会来祷告。
Also want to pray for a church board meeting at 1 p.m. today.
我们所有的新就任的这些执事们在你面前要一起来开会。
And we'll have meeting with all current and newly confirmed deacons.
我们特别感谢主的带领。
Special thank you for your guidance.
我们在今天的会议当中要产生出5位的新的执事。
Today's membership meeting, we hope we have 5 deacons.
要在神国当中、神的家中为主你来摆上。
Continue to serve in your kingdom, in your house.
神啊，就求你把够用的恩典跟智慧赐给我们。
May you give us enough wisdom and enough strength.
让我们用信望爱来服侍你。
Let's continue to serve you with faith, love, and hope.
我们服侍的是你。
We are serving you, Lord.
我们是跟你立约的。
We are covenant with you.
主啊，帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们特别感谢在过去4年当中， Simon 跟 Eileen 为你的摆上。
Well, thank you for the past 4 years, Simon and Eileen are serving you.
主啊，求你特别的纪念他们。
Please remember them.
他们真想做，可是他们必须要停下来一年的时间来休息。
They will have 1 year rest.
主要求你祝福他们。
May you bless them, Lord.
也祝在2019年啊，这所有的新的执事们在你面前都同心摆上。
And please bless the 2019 new deacons.
啊，让我们建立一个信心的团队来服侍你。
They will continue to serve you as one.
求你一一祝福。
May you bless every single one of them.
求你一一抹油在他们的身上。
Anoint every single one of them.
让他们从你得着智慧跟能力。
That they can have your wisdom and your strength.
我们特别把加勒团契在这个礼拜六的感恩聚会仰望在你的带领当中。
We'll lift up a Caleb Senior Fellowship. We'll have Thanksgiving celebration this coming Saturday.
特别在天气转变的时候，很多人身体欠安。
Especially when it's getting cold, many people are not feeling well.
特别是那些年纪大的弟兄姐妹们。
We lift up the elderly brothers and sisters.
他们用尽办法到神的面前来敬拜你。
That they're willing to come to worship you.
主啊，每每看到他们来到你面前，就给我们极大极大的激励。
Seeing them here to worship indeed is a very great encouragement for us.
或者他们没有说什么，没有讲什么。
Even though they did not say anything.
但就是他们单单坐在那里，就是一个对我们极大的鼓励。
But their presence is a great encouragement.
那是个信心的见证。
That is a testimony of faith.
那是个爱主的见证。
It's a testimony of love.
所以我们为我们所有的这些家的团契的这些年长弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We'll pray for all the brothers and sisters in Caleb Fellowship.
在天气变换当中，赐给他们身心灵平安。
And in this weather, that they will have health.
也祝福他们在晚年。从耶稣基督得着福气跟平安。
And continue to have your peace and your blessing in their old days.
感谢主的带领。
Thank you for your guidance.
我们特别为在明天以后要许许多多外出的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Pray for many brothers and sisters who will be traveling this week.
把 Simon, Lisa, William, Joanna, David, 仰望在 David 仰望在你面前。
We pray for Simon, Lisa, Joanne, and William, and also David.
主啊，求你祝福他们。
May you bless them.
他们所到之处都看见神灵的平安在他们的路上。
Wherever they go, there will be peace, safety.
他们所要做的事情都能做成。
That they can finish the things that they need to accomplish.
主啊，就求你特别的与他们同在。
May you be with them.
也祝福他们。
Please bless them.
在这个时候，我们特别纪念身体欠安的弟兄姐妹们。
We lift up those who are physically ill.
再次把我们的弟兄陈群的手跟他的脚提出来祷告。
Lift up brother Chen Qing, his hand, his elbow, and his ankle.
主啊，求你亲自来医治他。
May you heal him.
求主来亲自医治他，好到完全。
You heal him completely, Lord.
让他寻找到很适合他需要的治疗方式。
He can find a appropriate treatment.
主，我们的身体是你所造的。
Lord, our body is built by you.
你知道我们的需要。
You know our needs.
你知道我们在哪个地方出了状况。
We know that the different places as a illness.
主啊，就求你照着你丰盛的慈爱跟恩典，在那些断气的地方来加上你的祝福跟医治。
May you heal all those specific areas need healing.
我们感谢主，你带领燕燕都平安回来了。
Thank you for bringing Yan Yan among us.
我们求你继续的与她同在。
May you continue to be with her.
我们看见杨妈妈也回到我们当中来了。
Also see Mrs. Yang be with us.
也看到许许多多年纪大的弟兄姐妹也回来了。
And many elderly brothers and sisters among us.
一切的一切，我们都仰望你。
All these things we lift up in your hands.
把今天的中文堂的聚会仰望在主的带领当中。
Lift up our joint service in your hands.
丰富的话语在我们里面可以被宣扬出来。
Your abundant words be declared here.
在你的名里面同心祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Pray all this in your spirit. Pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Forgive us our debt.
does not heed to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
首先欢迎今天第一次到我们中间跟我们聚会的朋友们。在我右手边有吗？
Anyone on our right hand side? Anyone here for the first time? 燕燕 Sister 燕燕在哪里？
没有了。
Sorry.
在我左手边有没有
Anyone on our left hand side here for the first time? Any newcomer? Is Sister Yan Yan here today?
Because she told me today she's
coming. Okay. Welcome.
谢谢啊。
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
那我们在这边有一些的事项跟各位弟兄姐妹做一个报告。
Please take a look at our announcements.
今天是教会一年一度的这个会员的年会。
So our annual members meeting is scheduled today.
我们是11:15开始。
11:15.
我们是依照章程上的规定，那要通过明年的2019年的预算跟执事。
According to a bylaw, we will try to consider the approval of 2019 church budget and confirmation of new deacons.
同时我们也要选出这个2019年的三位的这个执事提名委员。
Also select three members for nomination committee next year.
所以今天请各位务必留下来。
It's very important for all church members to attend.
那成人装备今天暂停一天。
There'll be no equipping classes today.
好，第二件事情就是教会在今天主日崇拜以后会有一个紧急疏散的演习。
Today at the end of our worship service, we're going to have a mock evacuation drill.
因为我们知道这个现最近这个教会很容易受到攻击。
Recently, there are many news about church being attacked.
那我们这个教会的牧职会是因为这样子的一个关系，所以我们研究了一些的这样子这个紧急疏散的演习，来跟让弟兄姐妹知道，万一有。任何紧急事情的时候，如何这个疏散
？The church board has studied this issue and have a guideline for emergency evacuation.
我今天是演习，所以你行动不方便的，你拿拐杖的啊，你走路不方便的，还有我们楼上的那些小孩子们，都不包括在内啊。
Today just a drill, so we ask the elderly if you cannot walk well, we ask you just to stay.And for children also, they will have their own drill.
等下聚会完就开始哈。
So we'll do this right after our worship service.
我在这里稍微讲一下，前面这两边的一二三四第四排从这个门出去。
So the first four row, please exit through this door. The first four row on both sides, exit through this door.
那这边从第五排以后的到最后。从那个门出去。
So on the right hand side, from row 5 until the end, you exit through that door and through that staircase.
当然你可以从这个门也可以往那边去、啊、
You can go out either door, but through that staircase.
那这边第五排一直到最后，从那个门出去，从楼梯下去。
So from the fifth row to the end on the left hand side here, please exit either door, but use the staircase outside to exit the church.
不要用电梯。
You cannot use the elevator.我们会帮你抬下去，没有关系。Today you don't need to go。
今天我们只是暂时让这个可以活动的这些人来做这个事情啊。
So、today it's just a mock drill。 If necessary, we will.
我们还在继续研究这个，万一以后真的事情发生，这些行动不便的要怎么样下去？我们还在研究。
We will have a plan for those who are unable to ambulate.
还有就是你如果你不能跟得上的话，你也可以留在原地，不要动。
Or you can choose to stay in the same place.
因为我们每一个门出去都要上楼梯哈，不要争先恐后。
So as we go down the staircase, please be careful and don't rush.
好，第三件事情就是宣教事工在本日将做明年的宣教信心任线在这里哈，有一张这个任线卡，请各位填好了以后交给这个办公室或者是交给这个James 王哈。
So there's a face pledge for 2019. We ask you to fill it out. You can give it to our ushers as we collect offering or give it to the church office.
好，第四件就是今天下午一点在106107是这个有开牧职会，这个现任执事跟当选的新执事，请预留时间参加。
Our church board meeting will be at 1 p.m. today, room 106107. All current and newly confirmed deacons are to attend.
好，第五件，周三晚上的英文联合祈祷会在这个21号的晚上啊，在教会举行，因为教会有特别事工，由张月执事带领。
So Wednesday night we still have our prayer meeting. Deacon Ryan will be leading us.
那周三晚上的青年查经组因为这个感恩节假期，所以暂停一次。
The Young Adult Group Bible Study will not meet this Wednesday due to Thanksgiving.
那教会的 TGIF 的课业也是暂停一次。
And also there will be no TGIF.
加勒团契11月24号的上午10点半还是在教会教育厅举行。
Caleb Fellowship will be meeting this Saturday at 10:30 at church.
教会在圣诞节的主日举行敬礼跟接纳新会员。
So we'll have baptism and membership transfer on Christmas Sunday.
请在11月25号之前跟毛牧师联络。
Please contact our pastoral staff or by with Reverend Mao by November 25th.
那教会12月1号周六晚上7点有这个爱心传礼盒的这个义工服务哈，那有兴趣的可以跟。
Operation Christmas Child Processing Center volunteer opportunities on December 1st from 7 to 10 p.m. Please contact Pastor Jay.
好，我们教会的这个庆祝圣诞节的聚会是改在12月16号。
All church Christmas celebrations reschedule on December 16th, Sunday, at 7 p.m.
晚上7点在教会举行，有一些的这个联合诗班献唱，还有烛光晚会跟儿童节目。请各位邀请朋友亲戚来参加。
So we'll have a candlelight service with a special music presentation and special children's program. Please invite all your friends and family to come attend.
11月22号的是感恩节，是个教会休假一天。
Church office will be closed on Thanksgiving Day.
还有毛牧师在11月20号到25号休假。
And Reverend Mao will be out of office from November 20th to 25th.
好，我们下面是。
Pastor Jay，
我们现在请 Pastor Jay。
我们请英文牧师帮我们介绍跟祷告我们的爱心传礼盒。
Well, as a church, we have been putting together shoeboxes over the last few weeks.
我们教会过去几个礼拜，我们在准备这些爱心礼盒。
As you can see over here on the cart, we have well over 40 shoe boxes, just from our church members alone.
我们教会的会员准备超过40箱的这些爱心礼盒。
But the ministry through Samaritan's Purse and Operation Christmas Child is far larger than that.
但是这个爱心传礼盒这个题目是全国性的。
And churches all over the world are preparing shoebox gifts for children all over the world.
全世界都有参与这个爱心传礼盒的。
So as we send these to the collection center tomorrow, we want to pray for these, our gifts, and that for the children that will receive them.
所以明天我们就会把这个放到他们的运输中心去，那我们要为这些礼物来祷告。
And as Simon said, there's an opportunity on December 1st to go to the processing center in Orange County and help to prepare these boxes for their final journey to the hands of those children.
对，是12月1号，我们有机会，如果你愿意的话来参与，可以义务我们把这些盒子放到 Orange County 那边会要送出去。
So if you're interested in being a part of that and seeing a broader scope of what this ministry is, that's December 1st.In the evening, 7 to 10. Just let me know and we'll give you the information.
So, if you're interested in seeing how we can put this love box around the world, please come to the meeting on 12 April, 7 to 10.
So, I'm holding one shoebox and I will pray for all of these as a representation from what we have given as a gift of love. So, would you join me in prayer?
Please join us, Pastor Jay, to pray for these boxes.
Our Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to participate in this ministry.
天父，我们感谢你给我们机会来参与这个事工。
Out of the abundance of the blessings you've given to us, Lord, we have prepared these simple gifts.
你丰丰富富的祝福了我们，所以我们把这些准备这些礼盒。
We recognize that they aren't extravagant in some ways, but they can be incredibly meaningful to the children who will receive them.
虽然这些不是很昂贵的东西，但是我们知道对收到的小孩子们，他们的意义是很重大的。
We pray that these gifts would find their way to just the right recipient that you have already planned.
我们希望这些礼物会送到你已经准备好那些人的手上。
And with these gifts, the opportunity for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be proclaimed.
借着这些礼盒，你的福音也可以传扬出去。
We pray for the children and their families who will receive these gifts.
我们为收到礼物的小孩子们跟家人
祷告。We pray that your Holy Spirit will work in their lives and in their community.
愿你的圣灵在他们身上做工，在他们的社区做工。
We pray for not only their salvation, but the transformation of their lives for the glory of your kingdom.
我们不只为他们得到救恩来祷告，希望他们生命得到改变。
We may never know fully the impact of these simple gifts.
我们也许不会知道这些礼物受到有什么样子影响。
But we thank you that we had the opportunity to participate in what you are doing around the world.
但是我们感谢你给我们机会，让我们来参与这个事工。
Blessing and changing the lives of children.
来祝福这些其他的小孩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Continue to worship with offering.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
让我们天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
你赐给我们有健康的身体。
You give us a healthy body.
你也赐给我们有工作的能力。
Give ability to work.
父神，求你的灵恩待引领。
May you continue to guide us and lead us.
我们在工作的时候，能够赚取我们生活的资源。
In our work, we'll be able to make a living.
我们现在把生活的资源的十分之一仰望在你手中。
Now we set aside a tenth of what we have made.
求你赐下恩典，求你赐下智慧，让我们知道怎么样来运用这样子的一个摆上。
Give us the grace and wisdom to know how to use this money for you.
求你也祝福。
May you bless us.
我们这样的摆上。
Our offering.
我们的金钱的摆上，我们事工的摆上，我们时间的摆上，我们恩典的恩赐的摆上。
An offering in our financial issue, our time and our strength, and also our gifts.
感谢祷告。
Thank you and pray this.
奉我主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. 弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
最近我们教会刚庆祝完40周年。
Recently, we have just finished celebrating our 40th anniversary.
我不知道经过40周年之后，你有什么期望？就期望这个教会会未来成为什么样的教会？
After that, I don't know what kind of expectation you have for our church in the future.
在上上礼拜六，我们举行了教会事工研习会。
Two Saturdays ago, we had a church ministry seminar.
在参加人数当中，我们分成五个团队。
For all the people who joined us, we divide into 5 groups.
我们希望每个团队都能给他们团队起一个名字。
And each group have named themselves.
那我想这五个名字很奇妙，是跟我们未来有关的。
And these 5 names is something to do with our future.
我们有加勒团队。
We have Caleb group.
我们有老鹰团队。
We have Eagle group.
我们有蒲公英团队。
We have Dandelion group.
而且我们有活水团队。
A Living water group.
我们更有梦成真团队。
So dream come true group.
那这些团队在不同的领域上面都告诉我们一些信息。
And all these groups are telling us something.
在结束的时候，我要把那些信息讲出来。
At the end, Reverend Ma will summarize it.
那要实现这样的梦想，我们需要求主来帮助我们。
And to make these dream come true, we need God to help us.
赐给我们够用的这个属灵的恩赐。
To give us spiritual gifts.
好，这么可以彼此配搭，完成神在这个阶段托付我们的使命。
We can work together to complete what God has given to us.
所以，我们今天借着《哥林多前书》第十二章十二到二十七节来分享属灵恩赐的五个共通性。
So、today we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. We'll share about spiritual gifts and the 5 characteristics.
那第一个共通性就是恩赐。的相连性。
Number one is connectivity of our gifts.
就是恩赐虽然很多，但是仍然是个同一个肢体。
Even though there are many gifts, but it's one body.
特别在十二节，更多前书十二节到十四节我来念中文请 James 来念英文。
Verses 12 to 14.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。
The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all the parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，允于一位圣灵。
For we are baptized by one spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we are all given the one spirit to drink.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
这边讲到说，身子原来不是个肢体而已。
The body is not just one part.
它是有很多很多的肢体。
There's many, many parts.
有许许多多的肢体。
Many, many different parts.
就像我们这个身体里面，你有手、有眼睛、有鼻子，有太多太多的东西。
Our body, we have hands, we have eyes, we have different parts.
我不知道你有没有听过王鱼自残的故事。
No, have you heard a story about a kingfish that self-harm?
你知道王鱼为什么要自残吗？
This type of fish called a kingfish will actually harm himself.
那个故事说，在布拉特岛有一种鱼叫王鱼。
The story said there's a in the Blatter Island there's a type of fish called kingfish.
它的鳞片是由吸附一些小动物在自己身上而变成的。
And the scale will actually have lots of small organisms attached to it.
所以它吸附越多，王鱼的身体就越来越大。
More organism attached to the body of the fish looks even bigger.
甚至可以大到它身体的四倍。
Even can become 4 times as large as the fish's body.
可是当王鱼到了中晚年的时候
，But when this fish when is old,
因为它的身体的机能渐渐的衰退了
the body become unable to function very well.
所以原来在它身体上的附属的这些东西都一片一片的掉下来
All these organisms attached to him will gradually leave his body.
所以最后这个王鱼就会恢复到它原来小小的样子
The fish will return to a very small size.
所以当没有鳞片的这个王鱼 它就很无法适应现实的环境
These fish that lost their scale, that lost a part of their body, cannot adjust to a new situation.
So it will
actually try to kill itself.
以撞击岩石来结束他自己的生命。
May hit the rock to kill himself.
我想这是一个很伤心的故事。
This is a very sad story.
我们知道在神的家中，基督的身体有两个基本的原则。
In God's home, our bodies of Christ are two very basic principles.
第一个是没有出于基督的，就没有基督的身体。
Number one, without Christ, there's no Christ's body.
第二个是没有圣灵供用的，也没有基督的身体。
Number two, without Holy Spirit, there is no body of Christ.
所以基督的身体就包含它必须是出于基督的，而且有圣灵的供用的，才能算是基督的身体。
So a body of Christ has to come out of Christ and has to have function of the Holy Spirit.
所以就是说，必须在圣灵里面充满了圣灵，让圣灵把我们和神的儿女连接在一起，成为一个身体。
That in Christ be filled of the Holy Spirit, that we can connect all the children of God together, become one body.
这就是恩赐的相连性。
It's connectivity of our gifts.
不像王宇。
It's not the, like Kingfish.
他选择自残。
He will actually destroy himself.
他虽然很多在他的身上。
There's lots of organism on him.
但他最后脱落以后，他变成原来的自己，他没有办法接受。
But at the end, he cannot accept that he lost all his scale.
他辜负了造物主的美意。
Disappointed at the wonderful plan.
我想在教会是这个样子。
The church is the same thing.
当一个人很孤单的时候，他是活不下去的。
Someone is very lonely. It's hard to live on.
因为我们所相信的神，他是三位一体的神。
Our God is a God of Trinity.
这三位一体的神，他们在一起成为一个团契。
This fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
王宇没有团契。
The kingfish does not have a fellowship.
但是我们是基督的身体，基督的肢体，我们有团契。
As the body of Christ, we have fellowship.
我们在基督里面，我们相连在一起。
In Christ, we're connected together.
成为一体。
Become one.
第二点我们要讲到的是恩赐的互属性。
Number two is a diverse community of gifts.
就是我们不能彼此来分离。
That we cannot be separated.
我们不能分离这个，不能分离那个。
We cannot separate from this part or that part.
我们的工作，我们的在一起是神所命定的。
Our ministry is set by God.
就像在更多前书十二章的十五到十六节，圣经这么说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 15 and 16 says,
他说：“设若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子；设若耳朵说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。”
15. If the foot should say, "Because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body," it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong part of to the body," it would not, for that reason, cease to be part of the body.
当我看完这个王宇的故事，我的心被深深的触动。
Reverend Mao read a story about a kingfish. He was very moved.
不禁陷入沉思中。
He's been thinking about it.
因为王宇将原本不属于自己自身的鳞片的吸附附属物吸附到自己身上来。
The kingfish was able to attract these organisms attached to a scale.
满足了他自己的虚荣心。
It actually fulfilled its own vanity.
享受在海底那些的风光。
Enjoy the advantage of being a huge fish.
可是到头来却无法接受鳞片散落以后的自己。
By the end, could not accept the old fish when there is no more scale.
所以痛苦中竟选择自残的方式来死去。
And choose to kill itself.
我要说的是，他的残食不是因为灾难。
His death is not because of disaster,
不是因为疾病
because of illness,
更不是因为意外
because of accident,
而是失去了身上耀眼的光环实在是可悲
because he lost the whole beautiful exterior. It's very sad.
在为王宇的蚕食惋惜的时候
even though we feel sad for this type of fish,
我们不禁要联想到在我们的现实的生活里面
we can also think about in our own daily lives.
当我们拥有像王宇一般的这鳞片的时候
Like we could have like a large scale like this kingfish.
我们可能活得非常有自信。
We may feel like we're living very confident.
对我们来说，这些鳞片就可能是人的称赞。
These type of scale could be people's praise.
人对我们的认可。
People's confirmation.
或者是别人对我们羡慕的眼光。
Or people are envious of us.
或者是我们自己有一个特别的恩赐。
Or we have very special gifts.
或者是自己感觉到的一种安全感。
Or we feel our safety net.
或是名利、健康、地位等等的附属物。
Could be fame, could be health, could be our position.
我们可能享受着众人的高朋、夸赞、鲜花的和掌声。
We enjoy other people's praise and their applause.
可谓是春风得意。
You feel great about yourself.
那当繁华殆尽的时候，容易淡去，以落魄醉目的时候，我们又是何种表现
？But when all these go away at the end, what do we have to show for?
我们会不会像失去鳞片的王宇一样呢
？We become like this kingfish.
圣经说我们不能单单为自己活着。
The Bible said we cannot just live for ourselves.
俗话说天生我才必有用。
The saying that everyone is good for something.
但是这个天生我才必有用不是单单为了自己。
But this function is not just for yourself.
特别在神的家中是为着叫人因你得福。
In God's family, you need to bless other people.
而这个天生我才必有用就是上帝所赐给我们的恩赐。
Everyone is good for something. This is because God's gifts.
教会这么多人上帝给每个人的恩赐都不同。
So many people in our church, everybody has different gifts from God.
但是在神家中神所赐的恩赐有它的互属性。
But in God's family, these gifts, there's a commonality.
所以在我们刚刚所读的更多前书十二章十五到十六节告诉我们这样的信息。
So in verse 15 and 16, it tells us that
身体上的肢体只能是互属。
All of different parts has to belong to one another.
根本没有办法彼此做比较的。
You cannot really compare one part to another.
你不能把你的手跟你的脚来做比较。
You cannot compare your hand to your foot.
你不能把你的眼睛跟你的眉毛来做比较。
Your eyes to your eyebrow.
你的嘴巴跟你肚子来做比较不行的
mouth and your stomach,
因为他们在身体上的功用不同
the different function in the body,
并且每一样在身上都是同等的重要
and it's equally important for this body.
只有个人主义者才喜好和别人比较
Only, individualist, who likes to compare yourself with
others. 而如果我们一直是跟别人比较的话
we continue to compare ourselves with others,
那会显明我们尚未看见基督的身体
it shows that we have not seen a bigger picture of the body of Christ.
所以肢体要彼此进攻用首先要运用神所赐给我们的那一份
So as we do our function We want to use what God has given to us
你的那一份是最美的
Your, Whatever you can do that is the most beautiful part
最有用的
the Most functional
而我的这一份也是最棒的
And my part is also the best
当你的最有用最跟我的最棒我们合在一起的时候神的身体就显示出来了
When the most useful part of yours and my best part together then God's glory will be revealed
因为我们是互属的
Because we're all one
我们是分不开的
We cannot be separated
虽然多种多样但是我们是分不开的
And parts cannot be separated
结果当我们一起进攻的时候这个身体才会产生它最重要的功用出来
Only when we all work together the body can function the best
教会就是这样子
Church is like this.
所以我们教会有执事有不同的职务的人我们配合在一起这个教会才能默默地往前走
So we have deacons and co-workers we can all work together as a body
第三个我们讲到的是、恩赐的相依性
Number three, the dependency of gifts
那这个是在第十七到二十二节这么说不能说我用不着你
Verse 17 to 22 You cannot say that I do not use a special part
那 这段圣经很长我们就不念了
We're not going to read this passage.
但是我们要说如果全身都是眼睛的话哪里可以听声音
But if the whole body is an eye, then you can't hear anything.
如果你的全身都是耳朵的话从哪里去闻那个味道出来
If the whole body is a ear, you cannot smell the fragrance.
所以上帝按照他的旨意把各种不同的功用的这些肢体都放在神的家中
So according to God's will, he put these different functions in God's family.
所以眼睛不能对手说我用不着你
I cannot tell the ears that I don't need you.
而且头也不能对我们的脚说我用不着你。
Head cannot say to our feet that I don't need you.
而且神要给我们的是说身体上的肢体人以为软弱的是更是不可少的。
Especially the part that we think is weak is actually essential.
我在神的家中没有每一个人都是非常的强壮。
God's family, not everyone is equally strong.
都是很坚固的。
Not everyone is solid.
有坚固有软弱的。
There are some people stronger and some weaker.
但就是因为这样来组成一个教会。
But because of that, we can form one church.
成为神的家。
Become God's family.
因为在神的家中，我们是相依性的。
Because in God's family, we depend on one another.
我不能没有你，你也不能没有我。
I cannot live without you. You cannot live without me.
叫我们彼此分开是最大最大的痛苦。
It's indeed painful to live apart.
所以基督身体上的肢体乃是圣灵按着身体上的需要给我们各种各样的不同恩赐和职分
So according to our needs, the Holy Spirit gives church different type of gifts and different type of position.
我相信我们慢慢在发现我们教会有很多有 很棒的恩赐。
We continue to discover that many people in the church has lots of gifts.
有些人很会带团契。
Some people are great at leading fellowship.
有些人很有亲和力。
Some people can bring people together.
有些人很有爱心。
Some people have lots of love.
有些人很会祷告。
Some people know how to pray.
有些人很专心在他在做的事情上面。
Some people are very focused on the things that they can do.
有些人很能够想到别人的需要。
Some people are very empathetic of others, their needs.
他经常为别人着想，
also think about others.
就算别人想不到，他都能想到。
Even though something that you may not think of, they can remember.
我们就是这样一个教会。
So we are this type of church.
也就是基督在每个人身上所展现出来的，让我们在基督里面彼此紧紧的相依在一起。
And with different gifts, we can all in Christ together, work together as a unit.
第四个我们要分享的是恩赐的互补性。
Number four, the supportive of gifts.
我们讲到这个恩赐是很特别的一件事情。
Gift is very special.
他说不体面的给他加上体面，不俊美的给他加上俊美。
The part that's less honorable we treat with special honor, and the part that is unpresentable we treat it with modesty.
哦，有些事情我们自己没有办法去改变。
Some of the things we cannot change.
我们就是这样。
This is who we are.
我们的长相就是这样。
This is the way we look.
这是爸爸妈妈生的。
We got it from our parents.
有些人就是。比较筋比较大的，有些人就是很能宽心的看很多事情。
Some people have a more open mind. Some people are more able to focus on small things.
而有些人就会在很多事情上面，他会很用心去处理那些事情。
Some people truly pay a lot of attention and detail.
神就是给我们每个人都不一样。
God gave us very different gifts.
而一个教会的美就在那个不一样，能活在一起，应用在一起。
The beauty of church that even though we have different gifts, we can all work together and supplement one another.
我想在我们中间没有什么不体面的。
We don't have anyone here that's not honorable.
也没有什么不俊美的。
Nothing that's not presentable.
我想在神的眼中，我们都是最美的那一位。
God's eye, we are very beautiful.
就在父母的眼中，孩子是最可爱的。
Like in parents' eyes, your own kids are the most adorable.
我记得这是一个。说起来有点伤感的一件事情。
Brother Mao is going to talk about something that's kind of sad.
当我一个孙子的时候
，when one of his granddaughter，
我一个很亲的一个亲戚。
Brother Mao had a relative, very close relative.
因为那个时候小孩子很小。
And the kids were very small.
我们说孩子是成长是好像是十八变吗？
We say kids continue to change as they grow.
因为小孩子在成长，他不断在变，不断在变，不断在变。
As kids as they grow, continue to change, continue to change.
就算我那位亲戚觉得我那个孙子真的长得很不怎么样的那个时候
，When this close relative mentioned that he didn't think that this granddaughter was very good looking.
但是我仍然觉得她非常非常的可爱。
Reverend Ma still think that she was adorable.
在我的眼中，没有人比她更可爱。
In his eyes, she was the most adorable.
但是我要说的是，如果今天我那一位很亲很亲的亲戚在看见她的时候
，But I believe that that very close relatives see my granddaughter today.
当她看到一个还没有经过十八变的一个孩子的时候，那种跟以前不一样，我不晓得她是什么感觉。
I don't know how what he would say because the kids has already changed so much.
所以我们的孩子是最美的。
Our own kids are the most beautiful.
我也可以很负责任的跟大家说。
I can be very responsibly said.
你在神的眼中就是最美的那一位。
In God's eye, you're also the most beautiful.
神真的很爱你。
God truly loved you very much.
神真的很珍惜你。
God truly cherish you very much.
这是一定的事情。
This is indeed very true.
所以在教会当中，他说恩赐的互补性。
Because in the church, we can all support one another.
所以我们在互补当中就把那个美就带出来的
As we support one another, bring up the beauty of God.
把那个顺就带出来的
To bring out the God's will very smoothly.
然后让大家在这个教会当中我们重视的已经看到的是什么是个披戴耶稣基督的人
In our church, we can all see we are clothed with Christ.
他已经不再是他原来的样子了
No longer your old self.
因为披戴耶稣基督
You're covered with Christ.
它变得非常的美。
You become beautiful.
因为披戴耶稣基督。
Because you're covered with Christ.
比基督来遮盖一切。
Like he can cover everything.
这是教会的美。
This is the beauty of church.
这是互补性。
This is how we can support one another.
在地上我们有互补性。
On earth we support one another.
在教会当中有互补性。
Church we support one
another. 但从神而来的是不断不断的恩上加恩，力上加力，在我们中间。
Grace upon grace from God.
我们求主来帮助我们。
May God continue to help us.
因为教会是神所配搭的。
Because church is put together by God.
所以神所安排的弟兄姐妹在一起，那是最，那是神的美意。
God have arranged different brothers and sisters to be here.
所以在教神的教会当中，你没有办法，你没有选择的余地。
So we cannot really have any choice.
你不要说这个是我喜欢，所以他在这里就好了。
I cannot say, oh, I only like this person, so I'll just be here.
哦，这个我不喜欢，所以他不要来。
This one, I don't like him. He doesn't need to come to church.
不是这样子的。
Cannot say that.
教会就是不同功用的人都能在一起来进功用。
The church people with different function can all work together to do God's work.
最后我们要分享的是第五点。
Lastly, number five.
恩赐的同理性。
The empathy of gifts.
就是一个身体，一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
When one part is hurt, the whole body hurts.
若一个肢体得荣耀。
If the body is glorified,
所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Every part rejoices with it.
我来念一下这段圣经在哥林多前书十二章二十六到二十七节。
So First Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27.
他这边说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
Verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part's honor, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
犹太人有一个很出名的故事。
There's a very famous Jewish story.
在犹太法典当中记载许多的故事。
In Jewish law, there's many stories.
其中有一个故事。
It's one very special.
他假定这样一个问题。
It's a very hypothetical situation.
他说，假如一个婴儿生来有两个头，那么要 OK.
If baby was born with two heads,
那么要把这个孩子看作一个人呢，还是看作两个人来教育他
？Should we look at this baby as one? Should we look at it as two people?
我想在座的每位弟兄姐妹都比那个拉比还聪明。
I think we all think we're smarter than the rabbi.
当真的有两个头的孩子带到你面前的时候，你要把它当成一个人，还是当成两个人
？Truly, if there's a baby with two heads, will you look at it one person or two person?
那在犹太的教规当中有一条规定。
And in the Jewish law, there's one very special rule.
就是当婴儿他满月的那一天，他必须要抱到圣殿去接受神的祝福。
When the baby was 1 month old, they would bring it to the temple to be blessed by God.
那么问题就来了。
So the question is,
如果有两个头的婴孩是要接受两次祝福，还是一次祝福就好了
？So if you have a two-headed baby, should you receive one blessing or two blessings?
那这成为拉比的一个困扰。
This became an issue for the rabbi.
那犹太法典对这个问题的解答非常的简单明了。
And the rule actually has a very simple answer.
他说把水把热水滴在一个头上面
so put some hot water on top of one head,
如果另一个头也发出哀叫的声音
if the other head, cried out in pain,
就表示这是一个人
that means this is one person.
如果另一个头都没有感觉
if the other head,
都没有反应
no feeling, no response,
就表示他们是两个个别的人
then they're two separate people.
就要祝福两次
you need to bless them twice.
那这个故事的意义是什么呢
？What is the meaning of the story？
为什么他们把这样的故事放在法典里面
？Why do they put this kind of story in their rules and regulations？
他要带出一个很重要的信息出来。
Bring out a very important message。
因为犹太民族他们就是一个苦难的一个民族。
The Jewish people they truly have suffered much。
他们经过几千年的流浪。
They have been wandering for thousands
of years。后来神让他们建国了。
God allowed them to build a country again.
即或他们建国以后，他们遭受到周围列强在国际舞台上把遭受打击非常的多。
Even after they have built their own nation, they still continue to be attacked by others.
所以这个故事就被传说出来了。
So this story is talking about this.
就是说，居住在以色列、俄国、德国或其他非洲国家的犹太人。
for Jewish people who live in Israel or Russia or Germany or other countries.
就任何在任何世界上任何一个地方的犹太人。
The Jewish people all over the world.
他们当他们受到凌辱迫害的时候，听到这类事情的人，如果流露出愤慨悲痛的感情。
When a group of Jewish people they were attacked or oppressed or discriminated against, when other people hear about this, if they truly feel that,
发出不平抗议的怒吼
they are angry and they feel injustice.
就明白显示他是个犹太人
Then that person is part of the Jewish people.
如果那个人听到漠不关心、缄默不语，就表示他不是犹太人
If that person feels like nothing and did not care at all, then that person is not a Jewish person.
这是有旧约神学当中在讲的团契人格。
In Old Testament, this is called the fellowship characteristics.
或者说是 corporate personality.
Very corporate.
那在这个过程当中，在让我们看见说，当我们在讲雅各的时候，我们也讲到了以色列。
Like when we talk about Jacob, we talk about Israel.
当我们讲到以色列的时候
，we talk about Israel.
我们也讲到了雅各
talk about Jacob.
所以这两个雅各跟以色列在互换在互动当中他们是没有办法被分开的
In the interaction between them, you cannot separate it out.
在整个以色列当中他们建立一个非常重要的一个团体的人格
So this is a very important corporate personality.
那这个就像我们今天在南安华人基督教会一样
This is just like CCCSB today.
如果我们在外面听到 CCCSB 我们的教会发展得很好很蒙神的爱的时候你在外面甚不在这里你听到你心中会很开心很为这个教会来感谢神
When we're outside and we hear other people praise our church, you will feel glad and very joyful.
或者说你在外面听到教会有一件伤心的事情
Or you're outside, you hear that a very sad thing happened in the church.
你的心也会痛
You also feel pain.
这就是团契人格。
It means that we are corporate together.
所以后来这个故事也被应用到教会里面来的。
So this story can be applied in the church.
当教会发生事情的时候，如果听到这样事情的人
，When the church something happened in the church, if someone heard it,
他跟受苦的人同苦同忧。
You can truly be empathetic to the people who are suffering.
他就是同一个教会的人。
Then you belong to this church.
如果他毫无反应，漠不关心。
You have no feeling at all, didn't care.
他就不是属这个教会的。
You do not belong to this church.
那这就是哥林多前书十二章二十六、二十七节所说的。
This is what the First Corinthians chapter 12, 26 and 27 says.
同苦同荣同乐。
Suffer together, honor together, rejoice together.
同苦同荣同乐。
Suffer together, honor together, and rejoice together.
这是我们2019年、2020年教会的主题。
This is the theme of our church for 2019 and 2020.
等一下，我在报告2019年、20年的这个事工报告时候，我会讲出来。
Later on in membership meeting, Reverend Mao will elaborate on this.
我会有更多的解释。
You will have more explanation.
那么在结束今天的讲道当中，我们知道在属灵恩赐的配搭下，因为我们的教会是一个加热的教会。
So in conclusion, with the Holy Spirit and different gifts, we work together. Our church, we hope, is a Caleb church.
加勒教加勒是怎么样？是老当益壮的。
Caleb symbolizes even though you're old, but you're very strong.
而是忠心到底的。
Continue to be faithful to the end.
只有侍奉一位主。
Continue to serve that one God.
那就是圣经中加勒的这写照。
That's what Caleb was like in the Bible.
我觉得加勒这个很好。
It's a very good name.
我们也希望我们的教会是个将来是个老鹰的教会。
So hope that our church is like an eagle.
老鹰的教会就是一个属灵的生命不断提升的教会。
The spiritual life will continue to rise.
像老鹰如鹰展翅上腾，而又在神的带领当中一样。
The eagle spread wings to fly and continue to be guided by God.
而且在所有的鸟类当中，只有老鹰的眼睛可以直视太阳。
And of all the birds, only the eagle can actually look at the sun.
所以我们也需要成为老鹰的教会，眼睛是明亮的。
Our eyes need to be sharp.
我们属灵的生命不断被提升起来。
Spiritual life continue to be elevated.
不是一个人。
Not just one person.
是全部的弟兄姐妹都被提升了。
All the brothers and sisters, we all lift up together.
第三个，我们需要成为蒲公英的教会。
Number three, be a church like a dandelion.
而你叫蒲公英的特性。
The characteristic is.
那真的是非常坚韧的。
continue to be very strong.
不管遭遇任何事情，不管是在任何环境，他都能成长得好。
Regardless of the environment, continue to be able to grow.
而且成蒲公英是一种很重要的药。
And it actually is actually good for medicinal purposes.
你要止血，你要消炎的话，蒲公英是非常棒的。
You can use it to decrease inflammation and stop bleeding.
所以我们要成为能够医治人的教会。
So also, we can become a church of healing.
我们因为蒲公英是这样的那么会成长，所以我们要成为一个门徒生生不息的教会。
It's a very strong life for us to continue to grow, that our discipleship will continue to grow.
我们需要成为一个活水的教会。
A church of living water.
生命的活水不断在我们当中涌流出来。
The living water of life will continue to bubble up in our church.
让所有来到我们当中的每一个人都感受到那一份被活水充满的供应。
Come here and be supplied by this living water.
也就是祷告每位弟兄姐妹从你的心中、从你的生命当中流露出那个活水出来。
Every brother and sister will have living water coming out of you.
让那个活水成为一个被看见的水。
The people can actually see that.
圣灵不断在你的生命当中动工工作。
The Holy Spirit continue to work in you.
最后我们要成为一个梦成真的教会。
Lastly, we'll come to a church that was dream come true.
事实上我们说未来40年我们有很多的梦想。
So next 40 years, we have a big dream.
我们真的有很多很多的梦想。
There are many, many different dreams.
如果只有梦想，这个梦想不能成真的时候，这个梦想等于零，等于空。
If we cannot realize our dream, then it's just empty.
所以我很喜欢这个梦成真的这个教会。
I like this dream come true.
要让这个梦成真的做一个梦成真的教会，我们必须要大家要同心合意在神的面前，一同来工作，一同来学习，一同来成长。
We need to come together, continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to work together.
愿神来祝福大家。
May God bless every one of you.
也祝福每一个人。
And bless everyone.
祝福大家感恩节快乐。
And happy Thanksgiving.
下礼拜就是感恩节了。
Next week is Thanksgiving.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们借着今天在你面前，你的话语来一同学习。
Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We can all learn together from your words.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们真的看见这属灵恩赐的共同性。
And we can see the commonality of our spiritual gifts.
让我们彼此配搭。
And we can all work together.
就是要完成主你在这个世代当中你呼召我们要完成的使命。
To accomplish the things that you have called us to do in this era.
主啊，巴不得每个人都看见神灵要我们看见的异象。
Lord, hope that we can all see the vision you have given to us.
让我们在这个异象的带领当中，我们大家共同的前进。
That in the guidance of your vision, we'll continue to walk forward.
愿主你赐下属天的力量跟智慧给每个弟兄姐妹。
We pray for wisdom and strength that comes only from you.
哦，特别赐给今天要产生所有的执事们。
Especially for all the deacons that will be elected today.
以及未来的服事团队。
And all the co-workers in the future.
求主恩上加恩，力上加力。
You give a grace upon grace, strength upon strength.
让我们为主的名跟随主走到底。
We'll continue to follow the Lord until the end for your name.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
三一颂
Let's all stand, we'll sing doxology
三一颂
赞美赞神万福之根地上生命当赞主恩天上万军从赞主名赞美赞神之神
你们可以平安从这里出去，愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动，常常与你们众人同在，从现在起直到永远。阿门。Be seated, please.
请坐。
我们不出去哈，我们有报，接着有报告。
好，请大。